All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Eric, the grind is in full effect. We're going straight to the meat and potatoes here because we are on Sunday morning. Put it off. We didn't have the ability to meet up Saturday. We both had stuff going on, which meant that, hey, listen, we're going to get right to it right before, you know, the games are started. Actually, though, there is a game already in the books. Doesn't affect our starting lineup where we would have already discussed it. However, Eric, here's the situation, right? When we look at this, we are right now dead set at second place, 12-6. You know, there was that big 10-4 group. We're now in a group of 12-6 with three people, and we are in the middle as far as points go. Points four, we're second in the league as well, though. We're up to 619. Castle Black's at 660. 8 wins in a row. Count them up. That's called a streak. It's called a streak. And speaking of streaking, we're going streaking. Everybody's going streaking. Everybody's doing it. Except for no one's doing it except the cardiac kids. Let's get right into our lineup, man. How are you feeling right now? And let's discuss the lineup and the move we just made, a big one.
Yeah, I like our lineup this week for the most part, even though we have some, we have all our Bengals on bye, our Cowboys are on bye, Rashee Rice is on bye. So we did hit pretty big bye weeks here, but I think our lineup is still pretty solid for this week that we could at least, you know, we're in contention to get a W. We're a slight favorite right now. But you know, shit can change with just one bad game.
Of course. I mean, I would say given what our roster has going on, it's a pretty formidable lineup. And I'll say this, one of the big things, this is where having four quarterbacks is massive, right? Because you're telling me that we still have on all those buys Stafford and Lamar in the quarterback and super flex spot in this league. I think that's a huge, huge piece of it. The big thing this week in our matchup, which we'll get to, is going to be how these shitters that we decide to roll with perform in the flex, probably, right? Because we do have, you know, we still have a few of our studs, but we have a lot more potential duds to roster. So let's just go through it. Stafford, Lamar, obviously locked in. We don't even have any other quarterbacks to roll with. I think Cook, Kenneth Walker, Jacobs, as far as the running backs, again, all locks. A.J. Brown, Shaheed, and honestly, at this point, Tez Johnson, to me, I think they're all locks as well. Big trade, though, that we did make. When I say big, it's a, you know, we traded for Zach Ertz. We acquired him for a third-round pick. I'll go ahead and just, you know, hit up the history here for you. But we're looking at, yeah, Zach Ertz for a third from Fresh Scrub. That was fresh off the presses. So he's going to go into our tight end spot. And then we also still have Janu. Chig is on bye. So I'm kind of the mindset those two guys are going to play, but we'll get into definitely, I think Janu, Bam Knight, Matt Collins are all guys that we could discuss, you know, if we want to start them personally. Where are you at with this?
Yeah, I mean, all those guys are currently in our lineup now, and honestly, I don't really know if there's anybody else I feel really comfortable putting in. Maybe one guy that we could discuss, but
who is that guy for you?
It'd be Hutchinson, just because he's been playing, but I don't know if I trust him with Davis Mills in there.
I was going to say, with Mills, I kind of don't love it. The only person I was considering realistically putting in is going to be Shoddy B, just because we stack with Lamar. But
I can't stand that motherfucker. He's so fucking awful.
Well, here's the thing. I won't necessarily disagree, okay? But I think this is about as correct as I could view it, what Rotoballer just said. A boom or bust flex. Like, he's a guy that could go for nothing, which I think most of the guys in our lineup could. I think that there's an opportunity for him to get a touchdown, which basically puts him as a, you know, wide receiver three. So, mm-hmm. or at lowest. But I'm not necessarily advocating that we put him in there. I'm saying he's the one guy that I would consider just because of the stack option with Lamar. Outside of that, man, I don't think our bench really offers anything that really makes me want to put it in the starting lineup at all at this point anyway. So realistically, to me, it comes down to, I'd say Matt Collins, Bam Knight, and Shoddy B. Which one do you want to leave out?
Yeah, I think I'm on Bateman. I cannot trust him at all. And the other two guys, at least, I think that I'm confident they give us 7 points each.
Okay. All right. Well, Matt Collins coming off a 3-point game, but I'm not really opposed to putting any three of these guys in our lineup. Bam Knight, I think I'm kind of curious to see what the touches were. DeMarcado got more looks last week, but he's still getting enough run. I think that he goes in our lineup for now. Mm-hmm. So I'm with you. Let's go ahead and go Matt Collins. We'll go Matt Collins, Bam Knight, and we'll leave Shoddy B on the bench where he probably belongs. I think everything else. One thing I did want to mention as well. I'm curious to see. I don't know. How do you feel about the Rashid Shaheed trade, by the way?
One other thing, too, is we do have all these guys on our taxi that we could play, too. We have Bashal Tute and Ollie Gordon, Elijah Arroyo.
I looked at them earlier. I don't love any of them, if I'm being completely honest, just from a volume standpoint. I will say 9 carries was the most that we saw from Bashal Tute, but I don't know, dude. He didn't do shit with it, and it was versus Vegas. So, I don't know. Ollie Gordon, still not enough. Arroyo, here's the thing with Arroyo, to me. His snap share really is just the exact same. He got in the end zone for the first time. So,
Barner's supposed to play. He practiced on full on Friday. So, if Barner was out, then I think...
If Barner was out, I would have said to throw Arroyo off the taxi and into our lineup for sure.
Yeah, agree.
So, I think right now, though, I think we just roll with it as it is. Definitely some holes, but it could end up working out. When we look at our matchup here, we're playing Zach Willard, who is 10-8 in the 5 seed. And I would say this, like, he's got Pitts going at the moment. And this is a good week if you're Zach to be playing us, frankly. I mean, relative to our team. We have, just to give you an idea here, Eric kind of ran through it, but we have Dak on bye, Flacco on bye, Chase Brown on bye, Rashee Rice on bye, and T. Higgins on bye. Not a huge deal, but Chig as well on a bye. So that's a pretty heavy week for our squad on buys.
Looks like he's at full strength just about.
Yep, and he's got to the point, let's go match up pound for pound. We're Baker versus Matt Stafford at the QB. We got Breece Hall versus James Cook, Derrick Henry versus Kenneth Walker, A.J. Brown, aside from D.K. Metcalf. He's got Marvin Harrison, who's been playing. Honestly, dude, Marv's coming along with Brissett. I'm a lot more intrigued with him right now versus our Rashid Shaheed. We got Tez Johnson as opposed to Xavier Leggett. Tight end spot, we got our newly acquired Zach Ertz. He's got Pitts rolling right now. We got Matt Collins in the flex. He's got David Montgomery. We've got Bam Knight. He's got TJ Hockenson. We've got Janu. He's got Nick Chubb. And then we've got Josh Jacobs, and he has Charbonnet. We got Lamar, obviously, as our other quarterback, and he's got Sam Darnold, who's been red fucking hot. So it'll be interesting to see how this matchup goes. I think it's definitely right now, while we're favored by, 9? It's got it at a 56-44. I think this is about as 50-50 as it gets, dude. I think this could go either way, honestly.
Yeah, he's missing Mahomes, Worthy, and CD Lamb. So he is missing a couple guys, too. So.
Definitely. Yeah. CD, you go, you're down CD and Mahomes alone. That's two prime players. So
and still has a good shot to win.
Yeah. So, again, a good week to play us, but, not necessarily anything guaranteed here. I think it's going to be a good game. Quickly getting through the other ones here. We got Gritty, Gimme Locks. Honestly, at this point, seeming to lock up the spot, except for this is the matchup that could end up determining something. Not that he's going to go to one, but I'm just curious to see if it's possible to beat Gimme Locks in a game as actually losing this game. Fresh Scrub, who we just traded with, is 7-11, number 11 seed. So as far as wins go, he's no way he's going to be able to catch him. But let me ask you, is it points for or is it wins for our determining factor for the seeding for picks? Do you know?
I believe it's points. Yeah, I think it's points is the tiebreaker.
That's what I figured. And even then, dude, you're talking, he's got him over by over 250 points. So, Gimme Locks has basically locked up the 1-on-1. So we can go ahead and this matchup pretty much doesn't mean anything then at that standpoint. Chill Will and Brad are head to head here. Very close projected game. We've got Chill Will projected right now to win by 5 points. Hella tight game. Jackson Dart versus Geno Smith, who's questionable. What do we know about? Oh,
Geno already played.
That's for next week. I'm tripping, by the way. Yeah, sorry. Bijan currently going against Genty, who, dude, Genty got in the end zone so early. I was thinking he was going to have a really good game, and then that game was maybe the worst football game I've watched that I can recall. So
yeah,
bad,
there dude. Was. Yeah, there was a one game a couple years ago. It was like Broncos-Colts on Thursday night. It was like Matt Ryan on the Colts versus, I don't even know who was starting for the Broncos. It was like another field goal game, like 9-6, and that was probably the worst game I've watched since then.
Yeah, it was hard to watch. Then we got Gibbs versus Aaron Jones at the moment. Amon-Ra St. Brown versus Christian Kirk. Jacoby Myers in a Jacksonville jersey versus Trey Tucker, who already played as well, 5.7. Troy Franklin, 15.1, already in, as well as Sutton already in at 5. We have Tyler Warren going at the moment, who has already 8.15.
I'm sure past Tyler. Wow. Michael Mayer on the other side.
That's crazy. Who? Yeah, Michael Mayer went for 7.55, but Tyler Warren in the first quarter and change is already 8.15. We got Smitty versus Davante Adams. That's a really good matchup in the flex there. Tyrone Tracy versus Sam Laporta. George Kittle versus Luke Musgrave. Michael Pittman versus Saquon Barkley. And then the super flex option is Aaron Rodgers over there for Brad. But the super flex option for the other side is Cooper Kupp. Obviously, no other quarterback at the moment with CJ Stroud out of the lineup. So
yeah, I don't think Kupp's supposed to play. So hopefully he switches out Kupp here. He's got a couple guys he could throw in
there. Yeah, that's a 4 o'clock game. I saw that there was a chance he could, but as they say, still up in the air. I'd say this, dude. You got to be definitely, if you're listening to this, you've got to have somebody in mind to pivot to, because I think there's a chance that it doesn't go. I guess you could go with Freiermuth here if you find out, right?
I mean, Freiermuth, Tillman, Judy.
Well, with Judy, you can't wait on Tillman and Judy, right? Because they're at 1. So if you
wait, I'm just sitting Cooper Kupp anyways. Yeah, like he's a fucking 0. He's fucking garbage now.
I'm just saying, if you ended up thinking you wanted to play Kupp and wanted to wait, you just need to know that you have to pivot at that point to Freiermuth. So,
yeah, if you're thinking about playing Kupp, just leave fantasy.
Well, if your super flex option is thinking about Kupp, damn, and you got to win, holy crap. All right, we got Shit Talking Metro in the 4 spot versus Tim H in the 8 spot. So Daniel Jones is already on the – Daniel Jones and Jonathan Taylor playing, as well as Jared Goff and – well, Jared Goff's not playing, but Tyler Allgeier is playing for Tim H. So we have...
Yeah, I feel bad for Tim. He has got the worst injury luck
dude,
in the history of the
I was going to say, Tim, let us give you a little shout-out, because not necessarily in a good way, but you got Kyler Murray, IR. You've got, not that Miles Sanders matters, but he is. We got Chris Godwin still out. We've got Brandon Ayuk still on the pup. Tank Dell, obviously, on the pup. We got Kraft and Strange, IR. Scadabo, IR. Tyreek Hill, IR. James Cook, IR. I mean, dude.
James Conner.
Sorry, James Cook. James Connor. Good. We have James Cook. I'm trying to read too fast here. But, dude, think about this. Scadabo, Tyreek Hill, Connor are 3 legitimate players this year that you were in a Kraft. Dude, this is insane. This is fucked.
Yeah. And he started off pretty solid, too. I mean, he's 9-9, so it's not like he's, injuries have just destroyed this team, man. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, I feel bad for him.
Yeah, you got to throw in Tyler Allgeier and Tank Bigsby in your starting running backs. It's just tough, man. This one definitely projects to be Shit Talking Metro by, it looks like, about 50. So, to that point, RIP to Tim H. Listen, man, if you decide you want to go the other way as far as, punting, listen, we got some stuff to talk about, man. We got you. We'll take care of you, We'll set you up.
Yeah.
Hillbillies and Rippin here. Rippin's at 7-11, and Hillbillies at 10-8. Hillbillies right there on the playoff picture. He's got Josh Allen. He's actually projected to lose by 9 here, but he's got Josh Allen, R.J. Harvey, Travion Henderson, Jalen Waddle, Khalil Shakir, Trey Harris, Mason Taylor. We got Manangai in the lineup as well, Terrence Ferguson, Theo Johnson, Quinshon Judkins, and Drake May. On the other side here, projected to win by 9 at the moment, Rippin. We have Michael Penix, Darnell Mooney stacked up there in the super flex and flex spot. We got David Njoku, Dalton Kincaid, Christian Watson, Hunter Henry, Wandale Robinson, Puka Nacua, Jordan Addison. We've got Ty Johnson, Devon Achane, and then Justin Herbert. Looks to be a tight one. We'll see if Hillbillies can pull it off or if Rippin's going to get one here.
Yeah, it's a really good matchup.
Definitely. And the last one, last but not least, a big boy. I'd say this is probably America's Game of the Week. We got CM Frank 2001, number 3 seed, 12-6, as well as the other 12-6 team, the Mayor and Jaws. That's Castle Black at the one spot. Bo Nix had a clunker for him, but he's going on the other side of Fields. Just real quick for Castle Black, we've got Bo Nix, Kyren Williams, J.K. Dobbins already played. We've got DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, J-Mo. We've got Brock Bowers. We've got Juwan Johnson, Rashad White, Rico Dowdle. Rico Dowdle, to me, has league winner and just crazy asset written all over him at the moment. Travis Etienne, Jordan Love to round out his team. On the other side, we've got Cade Otton in the super flex. What a super flex. We've got Christian McCaffrey, Debo Samuel, Devin Singletary, Quentin Johnson. We've got Mark Andrews, Garrett Wilson, questionable. We've got, he's playing, Garrett Wilson? Or do we not know yet?
Yeah, he's playing.
That's what I thought. Justin Jefferson, and then Drake London going at the moment as well. We've got Jaylen Warren, DeAndre Swift, who's also playing, and Justin Fields, who was announced the starter. So, at the moment, CM Frank is projected to win by about 25. Obviously, a lot of football left to be played, but the Bo Nix and Brock Bowers and J.K. Dobbins start, just a tough way to go on Thursday night for Castle Black here at the one spot, man.
Yeah, that was a massive kick right in the fucking nuts.
Dude, you're telling me Bo Nix and Brock Bowers, both projected to go for north of 20, go for single digits. It just, dude, that's exactly what you just said, a kick in the fucking nuts. Especially
and
in
the Broncos
game.
Are 8-2.
Buddy, we'd have a whole nother podcast three times as long as this. I don't know how to explain it other than if I'm a Broncos fan, I am absolutely shitting my pants about this offense. It's so scary.
Yeah. I mean, that's a really big game for us this week. Just looking at it, us and CM Frank are really close in points too. So
yeah, dude, for sure.
We need to outscore him.
Well, I was just going to say, to go through, right, you got, so 3-1 play this week, right, at 12-6. So one of them has to lose that game, even if they both beat the median, right? You've got the points for all of us. We're within, so CM Frank is 53 points off of Castle Black, and we are, math is hard, but 41 points.
Ahead of them.
Yeah, so we're 40.
Ahead of third.
Yep, and we're 41 points off of Castle Black. So honestly, like, within this game, within this week, you could see any one of these three teams, we're all obviously 12-6, but you can see any one of these three teams become the leader in points four, as well as the leader as far as the leaderboard. So it's going to be really interesting to see how that goes this week. Definitely, you know, I think for us, this is a big week. If we could find a way to, number one, beat the median with this, with this roster that we have. But if we could find a way to beat the median and get a win, go 2-0, keep the win streak alive at 10, buddy, I'm ready to get a little bit. We're ready to go streaking for real, you know.
Yeah, we're the second highest projected, third highest projected team on the week, in the league. So I feel pretty confident we can get two dubs as long as, you know, none of our studs completely shit the bed.
Yeah, I was gonna say the main things we need is Stafford, Cook. I would say Stafford, Cook, Jacobs, Lamar. To just at least show up, you know, no right. duds out of those guys, and I think we got a really good chance. But you know, hey, this is fantasy football. It's any given Sunday in the NFL. It's any given Sunday in the fantasy game. So that's all we got for the grind. Wanted to make sure we get this out to you here before it gets too late in the day. But Eric, any final thoughts before we get out of here, buddy?
Nah, I think we're pretty set here. So hopefully we can get our two dubs this week.
Let's get our two dubs. Let's pass the Mayor and Jaws, and let's pass CM Frank. And, I got nothing else to say other than I hope you win unless you're playing us.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So, yeah, I think we're set pretty good. So I'm happy
all right.
with it.
Well, the grind is – honestly, it's another crazy thing. Speaking of the grind, we're in double digit. Drake London touchdown. We're not playing him, are we? I just saw he was in a matchup. He's in a big matchup though. CM Frank has him.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's a big touchdown there. I was gonna say the one crazy thing about the grind too is, and just looking at this, being in double digit weeks, it's not like it didn't happen overnight, but that's like we're the grind here. We're in the playoff picture in serious business. So it's crazy how fast the season passes by, man.
Oh yeah, I mean. We're literally a month away from the playoffs starting for us. So.
That's right, baby. So you guys are waiting on Christmas. Our Christmas is the fantasy football playoffs, damn it. We will see you back here, same time, same place, next week on The Grind. For Eric and Adam, we're out of this thing. Peace.
See ya.